Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. We're here at the SiriusXM studios live at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And this is the Universe episode of Office Hours. And I have my Universal crew, the NBA star, the vibroacoustic hero of mine, and the acrotech and the engineer of wealth. What we all have in common, though, is an absolute intelligence. It's an intuition because we're part of the universe. So I thought, who better to come on to share and to enlighten us about absolute intelligence than my friend Guru Dev, who is an incredible humanitarian, an ambassador to peace in the foundation of inner peace, which I visited last week. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us absolute intelligence and hopefully continuing our mission to empower others simply to be happy. Guru Dev, welcome to Office Hours.
It's my pleasure, David, to be with you again today.
Thank you for being here. Well, I just want to start with the idea. You have the Institute of Absolute Intelligence. I think it's perplexing to many people what we're talking about as an absolute intelligence, a different form of AI. How do you describe to the layman, a person who is just beginning in their journey, about this absolute intelligence and the power it gives us?
It's so obvious there is intelligence in the universe, and it is much bigger than the human intelligence. See, actually, our human intelligence is just part of the universal intelligence, which demonstrates its presence in every species, in every possible species on the planet, right? So I thought, this era of artificial intelligence, we should also explore the absolute intelligence, which is the basis of human existence or even existence of the planet. And one of the aspects is, two aspects of intelligence. One is that you go intellectually, another you explore intuitively. And so you intuitive intelligence I would call as drawing from absolute intelligence. You must have recently heard that our brain is only processing the intelligence from the consciousness around. In the Scientific American, this is the latest edition, special edition on consciousness. They speak a lot about this, drawing from the field of consciousness. And this is what, I've been speaking for the last 45 years, actually.
Right.
It was so pleasant to hear that from the scientists, from their perspective.
It's so interesting working with athletes, CJ, and being an NBA star like you are and were. I believe you were drawing in your higher level of performance in that flow, this absolute intelligence. So I'm sure you have an interesting question for Guru Dev.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I want to know if you can talk about meditating and the benefits you see of meditating. I know when I played, I did yoga a lot. I did a lot of breath work. So meditating helped me a lot, definitely in pressure situations where I was in, maybe had to hit a big free throw, or I had to maybe get a big stop, or even just communicating with now my kids. I think I definitely need to meditate. So can you tell us the benefits about meditating and kind of just where you see it going?
Yeah, meditation is one of the best tools for tapping into your inner resources, you see, our inner power, inner strength. And you're right. Meditation brings much needed energy, strength, you call it. It needs a calmness. It brings this, makes us resilient to challenging situations.
Sure. And peaceful, I'm sure, too.
At ease, for sure. You have worked in this world for 30 years, Craig, so I'm sure this is exciting to talk to Guru Dev.
It's an honor, an absolute honor. The importance of meditation is not lost on me, and our entire company is focused on the power of sound and vibration and its impact on meditation and reaching those meditative states, studying the mind and different brainwave states from a technical and scientific aspect. That absolute intelligence, that consciousness that we get to tap into, is something that I am regularly exploring in my own inner function and understanding. I think a lot of people impress upon the external knowing and understanding when the reality is most of the answers are within us, like through that 10-day Vipassana that you did, which is absolutely impressive. What do Westerners and really, I call them city folk, what do they need to know about your process, your practice? What's the entry level understanding and knowing for them to begin to turn off the outside world and look within without being too intimidating and without pushing them away of, I'm not even going to do that, or that's too woo-woo, as David and I like to talk about, from your perspective?
You're right, Craig. There was quite a bit of skepticism about meditation. When I started 45 years back, they thought it's some sort of out there, and people who are a little bit off track, they would do such things.
Intimidated.
It was not a mainstream. Yeah, it was not a mainstream narrative. But fortunately today, yoga and meditation has been talked about almost everywhere. It's almost like a fashion for people to say, I'm a meditator, so I follow a good health and healthy lifestyle. It's a common narrative, so it's not that difficult as it was before. Now, I would say for people to just include meditation as part of your hygiene. You know, I call this as mental hygiene, like you have a dental hygiene. Nobody shies away from dental hygiene. If they do, it's a problem. But this is a mental hygiene. It's keep us sane, keep us centered, keep us happier throughout the day, and keep us energized. Yeah. Now, you may ask me, well, we sit, the mind goes all over the place, I have a million things to do. In this situation, what I do? I said, look, whatever is the situations, one thing you continue to do, that is breathing. You are breathing all the time. So pay a little bit attention on breath and take some 10 minutes of your day, morning or evening, sometime. And you can sit and pay attention to your life, your breath and your mind. You know, it can make a huge difference. And many times people think meditation is something you have to do with a lot of effort, or you have to go to a retreat. It may take hours and hours to calm the mind. I would say, no, that's a misnomer.
For
you
sure.
Simply have to learn the meditation with one of the meditation teachers. In 10, 20 minutes, you know how to handle, how to become so quiet and so peaceful. Number one, it is effortless. Number two, it is relaxing and energizing at the same time.
So beautiful.
Amazing.
My anchorman, bring us home.
Yeah, you know, thank you so much for being on here today. And a lot of times when I've come across people that have achieved ultimate success in business and family and, mental training, physical training, a common thing that I hear is to stay present. Right. Yesterday's a mystery. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Stay present. And hearing this about meditation, can you kind of talk about the importance of each 1 second present and how that's a universe on itself?
Yeah. You know, there is a lot of talk about mindfulness. And mindfulness, I would say, is a byproduct of meditation. In mindfulness, there is an effort. You make an effort to be present. You try to keep your attention, you know, to see that your attention span increases somehow. Because today, you know, our attention span has reduced to 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's too small time. So meditation is a precursor to attention. So if you meditate, your attention span increases automatically, and the mindfulness is a result of deep meditation, I would say. Here, you don't have to make too much effort to be mindful. It becomes so natural to you. The presence of mind is there. There is certain, you know, calmness, certain satisfaction, and the mind becomes actually very sharp at the time.
And within the context of intelligence and intuition is what we pay attention to in the present, but also what and how we give the intention of what we're doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. And the mathematical equation that I've come up with to this lucky life that, or blessed life that we lead, is what we pay attention to and what we give intention to equals the coincidences in our life, the coinciding of this universal intelligence. And when that universal intelligence is coinciding with what we desire, or even better, we end up in this state of ease and dissipating the dis-ease. And it takes great gurus like Guru Dev to help explain, teach, mentor, and coach us into peace. And that's why he's created the Foundation of Inner Peace and now his amazing Institute of Absolute Intelligence. Visit him, as I have in Los Angeles, or just catch his videos. He's so unbelievably generous with his time and his wisdom. Thank you so much, Guru Dev, for everything you do. He is helping me on my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy. We're going to get this done, all of us together. I look forward to the next time I get to see you. It's always a blessing. Thank you.
Yes, David. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wonderful.
You're
nice
amazing.
Nice being with you all.
Thank you.
With you all, guys. Okay.
Thank you.
All of you.
Bye. We are blessed in this absolute intelligence. It's the universe episode of Office Hours.